The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday morning sitting. And as we begin this sitting, I would like to evoke, I believe it's an important principle, not only of Buddhist meditation that we teach here, but also of the Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha, that, you know, certainly I think have been an important part of my practice life. And that is the principle of simplicity, that even though sometimes the Dharma, the teachings might seem complicated, if that's the case, the hope we have is that their purpose is to point to simplicity. Perhaps sometimes we're complicated because people are complicated. And so to explain, to point back to a simple way of being, a simplicity of being, a simplicity of freedom, that sometimes we meet the complexity with complexity. But to keep in back of the mind, you know, where is it pointing to that is simple? The simplicity of non-clinging, the simplicity of just being with the experience with clear vision, with clear seeing. It's kind of like turning our gaze upon whatever is happening and having that gaze be easeful, relaxed, at peace with what we see. The gaze itself. Our wisdom might see the complexity of the situation. Our wisdom might tell us what should or shouldn't be done, but not to confuse or entangle wisdom with the gaze, wisdom with clear seeing, and to have this foundation of simplicity, a simple presence within which wisdom can operate. So to take, assume a posture that is appropriate for you in allowing your body some ease, some simplicity of being. Hopefully where there's not much struggle physically to be present. A posture that allows the body to be still for this duration. And if there is no such posture, then it's fine to do this meditation as a form of a walking meditation back and forth. And then giving some care to settling into this posture. Maybe moving the body a little bit, rotating, swaying back and forth. Maybe even lifting the shoulders up as high as you're comfortable and then letting them relax and settle. And then gently closing the eyes and feeling the foundation under you, the solidity, the hardness, the firmness that supports the weight of your body. Such a simple everyday phenomenon that we live with, we navigate through, and which in meditation we rely on to help us settle in. The pull of gravity, the weight of our body, is something we yield ourselves to in that, in the place where the body makes contact with that support. Feeling the ground, feeling grounded there, rooted. And then further up, maybe, to soften the belly, relax your belly. Sometimes when you soften, relax the belly, let it hang forward and down, there's a little bit more of a foundation, a base, a groundedness in the lower torso. And then softening in the chest, softening around the heart. As you exhale, relaxing the shoulders, softening the shoulders. Releasing the shoulders to the pull of gravity. And then also as you exhale, to soften the muscles of your face. The jaws, maybe by having the mouth, just open a teeny bit more than it is. Maybe the lips are still touching, but the teeth a little bit fall away from each other. Relaxing the cheeks and the muscles around the eyes. Letting the eyes, eyeballs rest in their sockets. And then softening, relaxing around the forehead, the temples. And even if it doesn't relax easily, maybe on the exhale, there can be some softening around that area. Even if it's just a softening of the way we hold it, that we're aware of it. And then behind the forehead, between the ears, the area of the brain, feeling whatever sensations there might be there, of energy, agitation, pressure, contraction, hardness. And if there's any of those things, then on the exhale, softening the brain, relaxing that energy. And as you do so, quieting the thinking mind. Notice whatever is simple about being here with a modicum of silence, where there's nothing to figure out or attain or do, but to rest with some ease in the simplicity of this moment. And then within the simplicity of the moment, to center yourself in the body breathing with whatever way it's easy for you or right for you, for awareness to be aligned, attuned to the body breathing. And no matter how complicated the mind gets with thoughts and ideas, keep returning to the simplicity of breathing, breathing here. And see how simple you can become. So simple, perhaps, that desires fall away, aversions fall away, expectations fall away, ideas of what is should be and shouldn't be fall away, simplicity where in which everything is allowed to be just the way it is, and we gaze upon it kindly. We breathe with it, breathe through it, without getting entangled. Just here, sitting, breathing, knowing. Being simple with how things are. If you've wandered off in thought, chances are that that's a more complicated world, concerns, than the simplicity of just being here alive, being here breathing. As if that's enough for just these minutes. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, maybe using your imagination a little bit, and imagine what it would be like to maintain a simplicity of being, a kind of radical simplicity, with a kind and clear gaze on what's happening. Not needing to understand, not needing to fix, not needing to explain, not needing to defend, but to really just be with, clearly with what's happening, with someone else. What is it like to sit quietly with someone on a park bench, maybe talking simply and chatting, but offering just a simplicity of being, contentment and ease with being alive, as if for a few moments at least, just to be alive is enough, alive and breathing. And perhaps with that simplicity of being, maybe our goodwill can be simple as well. A simple warmth and goodness, friendliness, that doesn't have to be actively expressed and doesn't have to be explained, but a goodwill and a generosity of spirit, a friendliness and a love, a care, that maybe is part and parcel of that simplicity. And maybe staying simple to end this sitting with tapping into whatever wish you have for others to live well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free. And may it be that we contribute to that. And may it be that our practice contributes to that possibility.